A walk-in is when one soul comes into a physical body through a process which we call the walk-in process. The original soul normally leaves, moving on to other non-physical worlds, and the new soul enters and takes responsibility of the body and completing the life process that the other soul has started, except they have a different focus and attention. And both people have agreed before even coming in body that they are choosing to do this at a specific time.
Because, you know, there are those three options then, right? That you can get reincarnated, you simply end it, we call that death, or you simply walk out as well. Now, how does this agreement occur?
Well, basically, in most cases, sometimes there are unusual circumstances. Before both souls, before the original soul has decided to reincarnate, that person has already knows the other soul, and they may have done this for lifetimes, where one goes in, stays for a while, and one finishes the completion of the journey. It just depends on the situation. There are unique situations where people are fully conscious and have chosen to come in due to unusual circumstances, as was the case. I'm the second walk-in. So it's the case with the original walk-in that came in before me.
Now, you say this is not possession. How do we know that? How do we know that the body has not been taken over by some kind of demonic spirit?
Well, the difference is this is an agreement between two people, where a possession is when a demonic being actually pushes the other soul out of the body,
right,
and takes possession. There's a very big difference. One is coming from a place of light, and one is coming from a place of dark and evil.
All right. Now, in the place of light, give me an example of how this agreement would occur.
Well, I can go by my personal experience.
All right.
That would probably be the easy way. The soul that was in this body was in this body for 12 and a half years, almost 12 years, I should say. And her time was done. She had completed what she came here to do. She actually went and put out to the world who was interested in actually coming in to this experience. And it actually, with Raheem, he was a braid, so the original soul that was, the original soul was the braid, was supposed to leave with her, and so there was an agreement that two souls were going to come in at the same time.
Now, when you say that the souls are leaving, I guess we'll talk about you as a physical body.
Right.
You weren't dying or anything like that,
no,
were you?
No, not at all. Her job had been done. The original soul was in the body, the first soul, which is named Andrea. She was the original soul. She was in the body until she walked out on July 17th, 1992.
Did your personality change when that transformation took place?
I'm very different than the last walk-in. Yes, I am angelic, so my frequency is different. My personality is different. I came in with different skills, different things I wanted to do. Very different from the other soul.
All right, Raheem.
I'm quieter than the other soul was.
Raheem, help us out here. How does this contact occur?
How does the contact?
Yeah, I mean, how does one soul know to leave and the other knows to show? I mean, do they communicate with each other?
Okay, I'll give you my example. Now, you just mentioned a second ago, did a death happen? In my case, I did have a near-death experience. I was actually killed, and when I died, my soul did leave and went up. And when I came back, as you mentioned, as a braid. This is one kind of a walk-in where the two souls join as a reinforcement, and that's what happened with me in 1997. And we came back as two, but as one, like a braid, like you would braid hair. We came back as one. And that was my case. There are different kinds, as you mentioned. Not everyone's a braid. It happens under different circumstances also.
Now, your physical body, when you say you almost died, or maybe you did die for a moment, tell me what happened here.
Well, under the circumstances, I'd rather not go into what happened because I was killed, and I don't want to go into that situation. But basically, when I finally, my soul was leaving, because I wasn't really conscious of what was going on while I was in the dying state. But when I did die, my soul, it was actually the original soul, because it's not here anymore. But that soul went up, and it didn't want to come back down, because it went to the light.
Okay, but when you say, because I do think we need to know a little bit about this, when you say you were killed, was it in accident, or was it more of a violent, someone tried to kill you and then actually did it?
Yes, that was the case.
All right. Okay.
I was killed by two people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so how do you physically come back then? I mean, are you physically dead until the soul transformation occurs?
Well, the body, the effects of the body would be considered dead, because the soul is what brings life. The body is only a body. The soul is the life itself. It's the essence. So when the soul comes back, if it's possible to bring the soul back into the body then and lock it in the body, then there's life again. And actually, we can do this. I was just thinking, well, actually, I won't go there, but the thing is, that's basically it. If the soul comes back into the body and it's locked back in, then you're alive again.
Okay, so this physical body of yours that was killed is lying somewhere. Maybe it's in a hospital. Who knows where you were. The other soul comes into it, and you then start to revive physically?
That's correct.
I mean, did doctors say, I mean, was there anybody around you at the time of the transformation?
No, there wasn't. In fact, I wasn't even conscious at the time, because I did not come in fully conscious. Galicia came in fully conscious. I was made aware of it later on, because that's the way it was supposed to be.
All right, so other than these two individuals who did you in, you were all alone out there then, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got a picture of this.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right, Galicia, now,
yeah.
How do we know this happens? I mean, where's our evidence? Where's our proof here?
Well, generally, the proof is the people around you. Now, a lot of times, especially with walk-ins, there's a lot of different situations that change in one's life. I can give you an example of someone I knew.
Okay.
Who had went to sleep, and the next, when she woke up, she was a different soul. This person who had been in this relationship for 10 years told the person that, "I don't know you, I'm leaving you," and within 3 days she'd moved out of the house. That was an extreme. It does happen. Most walk-ins with their relationships end because they did not contract to be with that particular person.
All right, now are we...